Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity.
Here Namaste, are Sri everyone. Kira. Welcome to Kira Live. I am.
And I am Master Lady Kira Raw, and wow, can you feel the energy going on around us, guys? We are in this extraordinary full moon up-level moment, and it is the first one that's happening in the whisper, in the energy of this first retrograde, and whoo, everything is soaring. I'm loving that we're actually starting at 3:03 our time, because everything that could possibly try to stop us from broadcasting today happened about. So yeah. We are so excited to be here with you right now. And of course, we want to reach out and say hello. We love you. And thank you for being so kind with our technical hiccups, Don, over at bbsradio.com. And so for all of you listening over at BBS Radio, hello, we love you. And remember, we do have an 800 number, and that is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If you want to jump in over at BBS, we will be taking your calls there. And a big hello. We love you. Thank you for being here to all of you that are connected with us at onenesstalkradio.com, whether you're chatting, whether you're viewing, whether you're listening. Thank you for being here with us. And we are going to get that call board up in just a moment. It was one of the things that we were unable to accomplish before we went live on the air, but my beloved will be pulling it up right now. So you can get into the call board at 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And you do get to listen to the show while you are on hold. And my husband is bringing up that call board.
All right, we're working
right
on
now.
It.
And hey, over at YouTube, hopefully at Official Sri and Kira, thank you for joining us. Our YouTube community gets more extraordinary every day. Thank you for subscribing to our channel. And hey, you want to subscribe because on the 14th, this coming Friday, I think it is. I forget what day of the week it is, but on February 14th, Valentine's Day, Sri and I will be premiering the 2020 Ascension Symptoms video. And wow, guys, there was a reason we were told to wait. We now know what they all were. There was more than one. And it brings us back to this very moment.
This is the moment. And I just need to kind of
exhale
and chuckle, just for those of you that enjoy such stories. You know, we have our happy little studio here, and everything is working. Everything is tested.
We love our studio.
And this afternoon, as we're getting ready for the show, I turn on the computer. The computer goes on. And as I try to launch the video encoder so we can broadcast the video signal, the mouse freezes. And then I try to launch Skype. The mouse freezes. And everything is going including my nerves, a little bit. Anyway.
I came up and I was like, honey, he goes, we have no computer. I'm like, what do you mean we have no computer?
Three reboots later and looking for...
Well, and some presents. I came in and I was like, honey, I need you to calm down on this one. And it really was interesting because the computer was saying to us, look, I got my own timing today. Yeah, and this is how things are going to work, right? Like it or not.
We normally start at 3 o'clock Eastern time, and it started at 3:03, which is a very interesting number.
Especially today, the 6 plus the infinite. I mean, you got to love it. You got to love it.
So thank you for allowing me to share that moment. And I want to now share how delighted I am that you are here with us.
Right.
Because truly, this is a magnificent time. We're at a time of up-leveling unlike prior years.
Yes.
You know, the ascension escalator has been steadily, year after year, month after month, day after day sometimes, giving us a little lift, a little boost, a little come on up, a little encouragement.
Come on.
And I know those of you that have been with us for a while know that we've gone through the sounds and the hears, the fuzzy vision, all the little ascension symptoms that have been
around.
That
are playtime compared to what's coming and what's here.
Yeah, in this 2019, 2020 zone and what's been going on, the kinds of things that are occurring have a lot to do with the witnesser witnessing the witnessing, you know, and these kind of perspective situations that consciousness is revealing, along with how your body is responding to your soul's desire to keep going.
Now, if you're wondering, okay, yes, and hey, how did we get here? Right? How are we here? And so I want to go back and just say, here's how we're here, guys. The first thing I want to do is just remind you of something my beloved just shared. And that is, for those of you that are watching over at YouTube or at Oneness Talk Radio, they've got catching the video stream, you'll see I just put up the graphic. And for those of you that are listening, here's the graphic. It is a series of ascension experiences of our divine nature. And let's just say we were starting at the foundation. At the foundation, you see the third dimension. And in the third dimension, one of the ways that we know we're growing, one of the ways that we know we are awakening, is that we begin to witness ourselves. And this has very much been the work of Tolle and a lot of the early beings that we're talking about be here now. And this is a very big moment. It is a big moment in our third dimensional reality when we can learn to be the witness. And in being the witness, we then can come to a moment of, do we want to go further? This is where I would call it the seeking begins, because we've become the witness. We have allowed ourselves to understand there is more than what we have been shown or what we may have believed. Well, as we witness ourselves more, as we have greater forgiveness in our lives, as we have greater gratitude in our lives, as we have greater moments of expansion, at one moment, we engage compassion.
Yes.
And when that compassion is engaged and it is engaged for ourselves, we have then lifted into the fifth dimension. And you see how that looks like a big spreading of the wings? It's a moment of exhale of, wow, there is so much more. And if you look at the graphic, we lift up from the third with this beautiful illumination, these little wings that in the fifth dimension become soaring vibrational frequency that literally anchors us. And the fifth dimension is where we become the witnesser. It's where we first become aware of our awareness, where we are witnessing the witness of the third dimension and carrying that compassion with such a broad depth of self-love that we finally feel free. We are breathing again. And then what happens, you see how lifting from the fifth to the seventh has the longest trajectory? That's the longest one. You'll notice that as you lift from the fifth, if you look at the head at the top of the fifth there, right above the crown, you see how there's like a line that comes out, a line of energy that comes out? That's the invisible veil. Many, many, many beings touch the fifth, are in the fifth, don't know they're in the fifth, yet there is a self-imposed limitation. Because this is where I like to call it the borderlands of sanity are. And that's why that energy field is there. It's when we're in that borderlands of sanity that we can stay amazingly supported and taken care of and expanded and awake in this fifth dimensional experience. And there are many, many beings that are. And if we realize that we are not alone, if we realize that we are not crazy, if we really relax into the trust of our divine nature, this is the yoga of self-ascension. And if we say yes to our body of form, and if we say, I will not go without a fight, let's make this happen, then this energy, it's like, the only way I can describe it is it feels like you enter a portal of light. And that's what I was trying to demonstrate here. It's not so much that that's a body rising. It's a portal of ignition that accelerates you straight up where you become absolutely aware that you are witnessing the witness of the third dimension. And in that witnessing of the seventh dimension, judgment ceases to exist because that is an energy that cannot be carried. And it's barely in the fifth dimension. The judgment that's in the fifth dimension is the self-judgment, that which keeps you and creates that barrier, that star field that looks kind of dark when you first approach it. And then we hit these moments, these rare, unique opportunities, which have been happening right now in 2020, where the universe says, let's open the ninth dimension. And for those of you that are in this witnessing experience of the witnesser, of the witness, arise and become the witness again. This is the moment at hand. And there is the only way that we can fully share it with you is through this diagram and to help you break free. Because so many of us right now are still living in the witness energy of our third dimensional selves. And then when we catch this glimmer of us, it's almost like a wow. And sometimes it'll almost feel like a deja vu moment.
Yes.
Because deja vu, you are witnessing yourself, right? And that is a lot of time when that's happening. It's when the universe is saying, pay attention. You have done this before. You are the co-creator here. You do have this presence within you that is screaming for you to wake up. That's what 2020 began. Now, I had a graphic, but we did not have time for my husband to get it as part of today. So I just want to try and explain it. And is it this one, honey, right here?
It's not downloaded.
Okay. It's in your email is where it is. Right. Okay. So let me explain this to you and forgive me. But if you've watched our videos, the two that we put out recently at Official Shri and Kira, if you have watched the three things you need to know about the 2020 Ascension, then you have seen this graphic. This graphic is very much explaining the overlap energy that has just come forward. And this is why I wanted to begin by showing you that witness experience again, by really assisting you to anchor that, because that's been the 2019, right? 2019 was all about that. Well, the other thing that happened in 2019 was that we were able to come together as lineage holders. It was another quote unquote surprise that came forward in 2019 that brought us all forward and said, okay, this moment has come forward. The universe is supporting you. We are all here. We are all awakening. We are all ready. And so through that lineage holder gateway, through that opening, if you were with us, then one of the things that you would know was that we were in that experience in July. And now, Shri, are you telling me that's up
that's
right
up,
now?
That's
okay.
Fine.
So if you're watching us, my beautiful husband just worked so hard to put this up for us. So let me share with you why this is so important to look at. So if you look at the top of this graphic, right? This is the ascension escalator of authenticity. When did that ascension escalator begin? It began in 2015 through 2021. And this is why Shri and I have been talking about the seven polarities of free will, because the 17 polarities of free will are expressing during this time. And if you have never taken our seven polarities of free will class, this would be a really good time to go take it, if for no other reason than to see that we charted out exactly the energies of this between this entire ascension an escalator and looking at them from 2020 kind of surprises us, because what does concern me is that they are playing out exactly as we were shown.
Yeah. And what it does is it enriches your context for your life.
Exactly.
We can get very caught up in the here and the now, you know, forest for the versus the trees kind of thing. But when we stop to just take a look of, well, what went on in 2015 and 16?
And how are we at this up-level moment, which is why we're having this conversation. How did we get here today?
Yes.
Right. And so when we look at the ascension escalator of authenticity, we are now at 2020. And if you look in the background, you notice that we're showing hands just breaking free from the chains of density, that there is this infusion of light that is melting that which is seeking to keep you captive, which has been looking for dominion of your brain, which is working through fear. And so here's what's so amazing. The Roaring 20s decade of experience. Remember, this is going to be a Roaring 20s. It's going to be about extreme abundance, and it's going to be about roaring flow. But because the entire decade is experience, how that is being co-created is what matters in this moment. And the reason this diagram is so important is because something happened last July. And that's why down at the bottom here, you'll see we put in freedom and resolution. that energy did enter into the planetary thought body. There was an upswell through the hashtag lineage holder ascension energy. There were enough of us that came together and said, yes, and this year we need more of us to come together and get ready because we're doing it again in July. This year we need more of us to come together. So we want to start getting that hashtag lineage holder out there. We're going to get the July thing on right away so people can start connecting with it. We together, when we did our jumps, when we traveled time together, and remember, we did that on several occasions, we did affect something that is such a blessing. And that is that the roaring 20s decade of experience really was not going to get started until 2022. And what happened was we brought these two closer together to offer us two more linear years of rich opportunity to really make a difference. And so what happened was this 2020 experience of the decade slid so that it actually began with the beginning of the year and is overlapping with the ascension escalator of authenticity. This is what brought us here now. And so I want to go to the February calendar. Excuse me. So here we are right now. Now what happened was that because of this overlay, because of this profound blessing that has been co-created by all of us, I mean, please celebrate you, this two-year up-level energy birthed. This wasn't here, guys. That's why we just put the calendar out. That's why this information was not even here until the January up-level events were almost over. This really came with that January 10 lunar eclipse. And it was during that time that all of the new moons illuminated for the next 2 years, meaning that every single new moon is a moment of great clarity and co-creation, that we have been offered this ninth dimensional direct stream, and that all of these up-level moments that are going to happen over 2 years, they keep accumulating, would that mm-hmm. be the word? So that's why this is such a big moment now.
And they're magnifying each other.
And that's how we got here. And imagine where we're going. Can you imagine where we're going to be 24 months from now, guys? This is the meet time. This is the absolute, if not now, when, and if not you, who moment. And because of that, there is not even a breath to not be authentic. Why would you waste a breath not putting everything, every ounce of your divine presence into this moment? This is the moment we took birth for, guys. It's not coming. It's not behind us. And it's not ahead of us. It's literally 2020 and 2021.
We are at the magical moment. And let's get on and go
and
together.
Ride, baby, ride.
You know, a healthy community has a couple of qualities, yeah. And I witnessed this in the chat room. There's a quality of mutual support.
Yeah.
There's a quality of joyful celebration of what's going on. And then there's a quality also of honesty of, hey, I've been having a little challenge this week. And
because you're in a safe space,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And so healthy community has this give and take, but it always has safety to be who you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
And as we model that together in our own little microcosm, you could call it, of the cosmic universe, we're sending out a truth beam. I like to think of it as you know, those Klieg lights they used to put down at the car dealers at night, you know, the big shiny things going up in the sky. You know, we're sending up the bat signal. We're sending out the
yeah,
the,
literally we are. In many ways. I mean, we really are, only it's from Tosa Blue Mountain.
You know, and every time we gather like this and the love magnifies and the energy becomes joyful, we do send out that signal.
Yeah.
And this reminds other beings, perhaps subconsciously, that, wait a minute, joy is, authenticity is, and I am safe to be who I am.
Well, and you know, this is so important. And today we are going to be closing this show. We are going to be bringing all of us together into this up-level energy. Remember, we are in it right now. And here's the blessing. This up-level energy peaks today with the peak of the full moon. However, it started a day and a half ago. It will continue for another approximate day after today. Why? Because these full moon, when we have up levels on full moons throughout this year, and just go get the full calendar, go to shrinkhero.com, learn about the calendar. When we have them on full moons, it is a very big energy.
Yep.
Now, I want to share that we are in the middle of something right now that it is about integration. It is about the love energy. This middle moment of February, this particular week ahead of us, is very much about love. And that's also why Sri and I chose to release the Ascension Symptoms video on Valentine's Day, because we love you. And we thought, what a better way to say we love you than to share something that we know serves you and serves the broadness of humanity. And so, again, subscribe over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and join us for the premiere on Valentine's Day. So this love energy right now is rich and it's large, and it is expanded and being exposed, because remember, when the radiance, in its full aspects. And so this includes self-love or not. Mm-hmm. This includes love of anything, right? This is what, you know, and really also going deep with, what do you love? What do you love? And as you do that, remember that it's the archangelic realm, Archangel Zadkiel, who specifically gazed Sri in the eye many years ago and said, remember, in the archangelic realms and the ascended energies, trust and love are the same. And so as this love energy is wow right now, I mean, it's not going to go get any smaller. Remember, this is going to be a cumulative 2 years, but this particular up level is very much, this one today is very much carrying that energy of love. What it means is you have to look at your peace, because peace comes before love. Are you at peace? If not, then the love could be unstable. And as Sri just mentioned, you got to look at your joy. Love is kind of the glue that holds your peace and joy together. And this was given to us by Archangel Zadkiel day one. Get our free ebook on the yoga of self-ascension. But it's peace, love, joy. And so we're in a middle child experience right now. And that's going to have everything that comes with that.
Well, it does. And it also gives you the blessing of greater perspective, because that good mind of yours gets to cognize, gets to see how this is fitting together. Remember, the brain will never chart your ascension path. The brain is a witness and a calculator. So let it witness. And when you need it to calculate something, it's there. It is your higher mind. It is the wisdom of the soul, which actually knows the route that you have said yes to.
Yeah, that is true. That is just so, so, so true. And you know, Sri, speaking of the route that we have said yes to, yesterday you and I kind of dropped a mic. We kind of did a, okay, boom, go check this out. And we didn't say a lot about it. And we've been getting a lot of emails. And so I think that we should talk about it again today. And that is that yesterday on our show, Explore the Mysteries, which if you did not listen to it, please do, because there was a lot more about what's going on in the up-level energy.
Yeah.
But we invited all of you, and we're inviting all of you again to please go check out shriandkira.com. Tell us what you think of our house cleaning. We've done quite a few changes over there. And specifically, our homepage, scroll the whole homepage and let us know what you think. And also go check out underneath Explore about Sri and Kira. Check out that page as well. So yesterday we made that invitation, and I must say that my heart is touched, and maybe you want to share why maybe we're getting so many emails, because we just kind of shared that that's all we had done, but we didn't share what else was sitting there.
Well, I tell you, just to take it one step at a time, is that, you know, Kira and I are very focused on the work. We're very focused on living our authenticity and our union. And we realized that many years had gone by since we'd updated our photos. And so we updated our photos. And yesterday we did that and announced to the listeners, hey, check it out. Tell us what you think.
And check it out. They were all taken by our Bria Rose right here at TBM. It was one of the, no, then they were just taken like 4 days ago. I mean, these are as current as they get.
And so we were just celebrating that aspect that, you know, in the up-leveling energy comes a little housekeeping, comes a little authenticity.
Comes a little get real moment, you know, with love, right?
You know, the purpose of a photo is to communicate the energy of where you're at.
Who you are, where we are, you're right.
And we also shared a little bit about the challenges and opportunities that had come forward in 2019.
And what a lot of you learned for the first time when you arrived at our homepage yesterday was you learned that there was that as authentic as Sri and I are, and we do share, and our, we feel strongly that as mastery mentors, the greatest gift that we can offer you is not to teach you anything, it's to just live it, to demonstrate it, live it, be it, share what we know so that you can make it even better and move forward. That's what we're about. And the one thing that we did not do last year was share the complete depth of what we were going through personally, because we really, number one, under very strong guidance, the divine directors, and number two, we really felt that, you know, this community had done so much to bring my husband back to life, right? You guys, those of you that have been with Sri and I for many, many years now, some of you 15, 16 years, and we love you, you are our family at this point, you know what that Sri died and what he went through. And we also all know that night where we saw all of your prayers. We were watching it open in the, he was watching it in the intensive care. When I went in the next morning into intensive care, we could see it all. And we felt so honored and so humbled and so grateful that we really did not want to come out and say, guess what? If you think that's all they're going to throw at us, think again. Wow. It was our general year, guys. It was certainly our five-star general year.
You know, oftentimes when we have a significant life experience, one of the best things we can do is just be with it. Mm-hmm. Be with it. Let it inform you. Let it wash through your cells. Let it shift your perspectives, your consciousness, and your choices.
Right.
Because as we integrate awareness, experience, and choice, we are constantly self correcting, self improving, and aligning with ever greater intention with that which we have set forward. And I know for myself, being hovering over my dead body in the hospital and saying, no, we're not ending this way. This is not the contract. This is not the mission. And reanimating that body. What came with that whole process, and I'll be sharing more about this in the coming months, was knowledge was revealed. A process was revealed that brought me into great humility with the locus of consciousness required to restore the body.
Yeah.
And I don't say this lightly. I wanted to live with it and be it and not just say, hey, guess what I saw or learned. I wanted to be the wisdom rather than talk about it.
Yeah.
And the time is now coming to talk and share. And similarly, Kira had a very challenging situation come forward for her, and she'll be sharing that as she is ready, willing, and able to do that. And so we just wanted to give you a little glimpse of what's gone on and invite you to participate with us, because there's no secrets. There is timing.
Yeah, exactly. And the one thing that Sri and I want you both to know, all to know, and both is like I'm looking at all these different things, forgive me, all of you to know is this. 2019 was absolutely the year Sri and I could have said, it's time for us to transcend the body. And goodness knows the universe came to both of us in very different ways. And one of the gifts that we were both given was independently, we each had to make the choice to stay on the planet. And then we had to make the choice to commit to, if we're staying here again, then we are not staying silent. We will not go down without a fight. We will say what needs to be said. Damn the torpedoes and the politicians and all of the mainstream New Age that don't want the truth told because it might not be as profitable. And so we're here. We are ready. We are open. And we have been so strongly guided. And the only reason Sri and I are on the planet is because we know that together we are better. We know that we are not done. We know that the yoga of self-ascension is sitting waiting for as many beings who are ready to say yes to not only thrive, but to be successful beyond your wildest dreams. And I really feel strongly that the reason the 2019 experience happened for Sri and I was, number one, it did bring forward all of us hashtag lineage holders. And now that all of you were united, it was right after that that I was told I only had 6 months left on the planet. I mean, that happened in August. And they're like, oh, you have widespread metastases and, you know, you better get your affairs in order. And I was like, no, I need to go to Bhutan.
This is the affair.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I got my affair in order. And then right before I left for Bhutan, it was suddenly a big emergency. They had to do all these biopsies and I'm on this plane with all these stitches. And, you know, when they did the biopsies and when I went through all of that in early November, I knew then that that was the last time I would let an allopathic physician touch me. And I have been blessed that I have literally been in the reversal of this for about, I'm now 7 months. I'm now 1 month beyond what I'm supposed to be dead. And so now I'm just on plus time. It's all plus time.
Well, but more importantly than the calendar is
exactly
that Kira is healthy.
Very. I mean, guys, I am literally, I think I'm the healthiest I've ever been. I'm on the treadmill an hour a day. I have, my body is normalizing still. My weight keeps changing. I'm reverse aging because the divine directors through the ascended masters, when Sri had his experience and the wisdom that has been downloaded into him, my experience was accept who you are, and here is who you are. And I had yet another veil literally peeled off of me.
Yeah.
And that is how Master Lady Kira Ra has evolved. That is why I must claim that, regardless of the, I got to tell you, it brought me to my borderlands of sanity. And I have had this for months, and I was the resistor. And so as we are all moving forward right now, as we are up leveling together, right? What do you love? And what is loving you? And in those two questions, I pray that yourself is right in the center and calling in that energy, because we are at a moment that has not been before, right? We are in, can we put up the energy flows? I just want to show the energy flows. And then I'm seeing jammed phone lines everywhere today. We're going to get on as many of you as you can. So for those of you that are watching on the video, look at what I just put up. This is the energy flow sequence. I know you're seeing this a lot because it's really important to understand. There are three energies this year that are the dragonfly experience, that are the dance of the dragonfly. The dragonfly is dancing with profound shift, visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. You are not crazy. And the greatest mass awakening to self-ascension that has ever been, because we are at a moment where it is the inner peace, where it is the awakening, where it is the moment to be. And so if you look at the squares on each end, there's January, February, September, and then there is July, August, December, okay? We are right now in a moment of profound shift that is affecting the awakening and is the cornerstone of the visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And this is why these up-level experiences are so valuable. This is your moment to move forward. This is your moment to say, I am tired of the bullshit. Forgive me, but come on, guys, do you want somebody who's going to keep lying to you and telling you whatever you want to hear because it might make you feel a little more comfortable? Or do you want somebody who for 18 years, Sri and I have been an unwavering, sacrificed everything to live authenticity and to say, we will not sell out. I don't care what the mainstream political new age groups talk about. This is the moment. If not now, when? And if not you, who? You're here right now because you are an incredible master, because you are ready. And you might have some rough edges and you might be the wisdom teacher we should all be bowing for. Either way, together we are better. Can we recognize in this upload moment, in this wondrous journey that's just beginning? This is the first up level of the first retrograde. This should be a dance party.
And so can you say yes to the love of you that releases the judgments, frees you to fly into the seventh dimension, and ignites the oneness recognition that we are always going to be one voice? We just have unlimited expressions. That's the blessing of co-creation. So I just felt really inspired to share
thank you.
That.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Sri.
Nothing to forgive. Okay. We delight in it. And one of the things that I want to remind each of you is that everybody is working on different things, different aspects in their life. And that the key to remember is there's a few cliche kind of phrases that have truth. One of them is this too will pass. You know, whenever you're having a challenging moment, whenever you are in the thick of something, know that it is not permanent. It is right. Energy, and energy is in motion. And so whether you have a fluing moment, a cancering moment, a headachy moment, they're just moments of an energetic expression that you can look at, have an experience with, and dissolve. We are not defined by labels. Our mind uses labels because it has mental filing cabinets. But that's, we aren't defined by those labels. And the more that we identify with the truth of ourselves as energetic masters, the easier all this road trip here on Earth.
It is. What a long, strange trip it's been. But it does get so. And, you know, that's one of the things I have to share is that living here in the Andes Mountains, you know, I think one of the blessings of our up-level and what we have certainly up-leveled is the fact that our dream of a campus of self-ascension is finally here. And, you know, if you really want to dive into the work, to the yoga of self-ascension, why not be here at Ground Zero on the campus, right? We have all of this amazing mountainside, the Andes Mountains. We have our own meditation caves. I mean, there's so much going on here. But the gift of the San Pedro, I just need to share that we are so blessed. This is where San Pedro grow wild. This is where, and so we harvest it with you. We move through these energies together because sometimes the moment of expansion comes when you're outside your own world enough in a pristine non-5G, non-EMF. I mean, we are in an EMF-free zone, which is why I live here. Our home is made literally from bamboo, mud, and straw. And so why not say yes to you? But it's how we say yes to you. And I just wanted to bring all that together because that's the energy we try to bring to you. If you can't come to us here, we're trying to share that with you every time we connect.
Well, I just want to point out a couple things that you mentioned is that there are many pathways to dissolving the barriers to oneness.
Yeah.
Because the psychic structures are great habit creatures. And sometimes a workshop helps dissolve the habit. Sometimes a plant medicine, ethnogen, such as San Pedro, helps dissolve those habits and connects you with the Shakti. We have also learned how to connect you with that Shakti without ingesting.
Yeah, we do both ingesting and not. You can literally connect with San Pedro and get all the effects without having to take it.
And so what we've learned and what we bow before is that when we really understand that it's all energy and qualities of energy, frequencies of energy, then to be able to transmit those energies and to receive that transmission offers all of us the blessing and the up level that is the healing opportunity of any one of these various things. We've also noticed here in the Andes and given our own state of being that when we do healing work with people, everything moves so much faster and so much further than
it's quantum time
ever before.
And see, this is that visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Every being on the planet, I know what it sounds like. Oh, guys, I do. But every being on the planet is having this. You know, let me give you a great example of this. Have you ever seen yourself perhaps more successful than you are? Or you're like, but I know I'm supposed to be this, or I'm supposed to look this way or do this. I know that's true. And you might have even called it forward so true that you're frustrated it isn't happening. That's visionary adaptation through timeline adaptation. You can literally slide to that timeline and bring that in. This is what started in 2019. Remember in 2019? So 2019, we all started with the multidimensionality. We all started moving through timelines. Then we had the lineage holder gathering in July, collectively came together. Sri and I guided you, and we successfully, and oh my gosh, the email, we got like 600 emails from people sharing what happened. And now we are in this up-level moment. And when we are in an up-level moment, everything up-levels. Everything up-levels. But remember that this up-level moment is about the expansion of the energy of love. However, that's in all, remember, all energy is neutral and all-encompassing. So that's the energy of love in all of its aspects. So pay attention first to how you are loving you. What is loving you? What do you love? And then I want to just invite you to try something on. And Sri and I are going to be publishing some articles this week, as well as remember, subscribe at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, because we are premiering the Ascension Symptoms Valentine's Day. And so I want to invite you to try something on right now. If you are carrying any fear, if you are carrying any doubt, if you are carrying any guilt, anything that is judging you, that has stopped you from knowing the truth of who you are. Well, the first thing that you need to remember is that you are not crazy and you are not alone. There are so many of us. There are too many of us. As a matter of fact, there are just enough that we are the threat to those who would seek to call you crazy. It's not that you're the one who should be afraid. It's that they're afraid of you. Because if you say yes to you, they know that you have the creative power. They know that together we are better. They know that if we get our egos out of the way, that there is not anything we cannot co-create. And that's what we have spent the past 18 years living and demonstrating, exactly what you already know, that when we can say yes to ourselves without guilt or shame or doubt or fear, then we break free, and I want to go back and put up that witness diagram again. Then we break free of that third dimensional witness. We anchor the compassion of the fifth dimensional witnesser, and we live above that self-imposed aurora borealis in the seventh dimension of non-judgment witnessing, so that we may evolve and ascend and become the witness again while we still have a body. And that's why this two-year overlay is so important that we were talking about earlier. We are all at a moment where we are capable, where the universe is supporting it, where we have the energy available to do it, to stay in body. Look at Sri and I, okay? We are capable of consciously not only staying in our body, but consciously inviting the body to reverse age, regain vitality, get clear, and carry forward the mission that maybe this was the moment you were born to do it for. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was no missed opportunity. Maybe we've all been getting better because together we are better. Maybe we have all just been preparing for this moment, and we are loved so much, we're being given two more years.
How exciting is that? These 2 years are potent.
Potent. No, don't say it. Potent potables. Okay, inside joke for those of you.
I kind of delight in the recognition that it does, you know, chronological age has nothing to do with it.
No, no.
What is critical is the passion to say, okay, I will be heard. I will make my stand. And even if my stand is a silent radiation, that's a stand.
Yeah.
That is a visible, tangible, shared experience in our collective, because we are at the time where these stands, these passionate moments will create positive ripples.
Yeah.
Now,
I love a positive ripple,
I just wanted to get out of the duality for a second. A positive ripple is that which expands, okay? And that which it offers a permission and an invitation. Because are we not already ready?
Well, you're either tired or you're inspired. And that was one of the greatest gifts that Sri and I got to live through 2019, was to really pay attention with every breath. Am I tired or am I inspired? And you know what's true? I'm inspired to talk to some of these beautiful people that have been holding for so long. And then remember, guys, we are going to go together on a journey into this up-level energy before we close the show today. So let's hop over to the 800 number, and we're going to welcome Robert from California on line one. Namaste, Robert from California. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to speak with you guys.
Welcome.
And
I definitely
want to thank you for all your fine work you've been doing all these years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're honored. Thank you for sharing.
One question I have. I am feeling certainly this strong momentum and surge of energy moving forward. There is a possibility of some work with some developmentally disabled adults coming up, depending on the meetings I have with some individuals. Wondering if you have any insight on that and can relate it to a soul reading.
Well, taking a deep breath, and I want you to go really down. As you were sharing that, I was feeling like a, not a congestion, but just like an energy in your third chakra. And this energy in your third chakra is really what wants to speak. And so I've got my hands on my third chakra. And what it's saying is this. It's saying that you have the power to co-create from your deepest dreams. But there is something inside of you right now that's like limiting where you're looking. And what they're saying is whatever brings you the greatest joy will evolve through this moment. However, whatever is calling you from a sense of obligation is a reminder of what's really in front of you. And that's what they want you to hear today. So thank you so much for being here. I'm very grateful. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. That was very insightful.
Oh, I'm grateful. And let's take in a breath. Thank you, Angel. Let's all take in a breath. Whoo. Okay. Well, Sri, let's go over here. We're going to go right over. It looks like we're going to go to Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Augusta, Georgia, over here at Oneness. Namaste and welcome.
Greetings, Sri and Kip. I love watching your channel. You have been an inspiration to me. May I have a mini soul reading? And I love the new photos.
Namaste. First of all, sweetheart, I love you so much. The minute you started speaking, literally like out of your truth chakra came these cute little like dancing fairies. And they're dancing all over your shoulders, and then they're like tickling up here in your head. And what they're saying is, they're saying, beloved one, we are here with you now. We are helping your hands move. We are lifting your spirits, and we are inspiring your creation. And they're saying that when you bring your hands to your heart and you breathe and you let it out, you will hear more. And that you have always heard them, and that now it is time to take the action that you were born to do. And I just want to bow before you because this is a big year ahead for you. And the number four is huge around you, lots of perfect balance, lots of still center. So thank you for bringing that energy in for all of us today, Angel. We love you. Many blessings.
Wow. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Shivoham, I am. Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, Sri, so many beautiful, beautiful people. Where are we going next? There's just like, it's hard to choose. There's so many. All right. We're going to go to, where are we going? Are we going over here? Is that where we're going?
We have so many
people on the phone.
All right. Well,
let's go to Jessica from Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Over on the 800 number. Yeah. Hi, Jessica. Namaste.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I spoke to you guys in the fall about I had blown up my multi-million dollar company to say yes to who I am. And in the last 6 months, I've had over 200 people come to all of my events. And I'm seeing such an impact and such a shift in really teaching people to rise to their highest self and be the witness. And last night, I was going to sleep, and I said to my committee, guide me, show me, tell me what the collective and our community here and me need to know. And so I'm here. I got the nudge last night when I was falling asleep. You guys came in my dream, so I'm here. I feel like you have something to share for me and for everybody in our community.
Well, first of all, I just want you to know that I have tears in my, I'm trying not to cry. They're tears of connection and they're tears of joy. And the reason I think that I'm so deeply moved as I connect with you is because what you are already doing is exactly what is needed. More of us to say yes and keep moving forward. And they're saying that it's time for you to gather those, meaning that, you know, gather with others, you know, reach out, you know, it's time to gather together a greater force around you. And that greater force will bring together another greater voice, another greater expansion. And that the group that you're working with right now, it's really about, I'm going to use the T word, right? It's really about trust. And that's another reason why you were, I'm confident, guided to be here today and why you got through. I mean, we've got at least 200 people holding. And so what's so beautiful is that this is the moment of this love expansion and all of its aspects. You are shepherding part of that, but as you are shepherding that, all of those that you are touching are co-shepherding the up level of trust. So thank you for saying yes. Thank you for being who you are. I am honored and I am just truly bow before you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Namaste. And let's all just take in a deep breath because I'm feeling the attunement. Aren't you, Sri?
Yeah.
And so I think we need to go right into that moment. So let's all bring our hands to our heart and just take in a deep breath. And we're going to end the show like this. So I do want to remind all of you, please visit SriandKira.com. Check out everything that's happening. Please subscribe right here at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube because of the video coming out on Valentine's Day.
So as we get ready for this attunement, I want to offer you a little trick to help prepare your energy field. And so first off, make sure you're safe where you are. Safe to close your eyes. And if you're not, then don't do that. Safe to relax and be with us, and if not, check out the video later. All right. To begin, I want a hand on your heart and a hand on your third chakra, meaning your just high belly. And let's take some big, deep kundalini-style breaths, some pranayama-style breaths, to clear out any habitual stagnant energy. It looks a little bit like this. Just do what you're comfortable doing. What we're doing is getting the cobwebs out energetically. And if you feel a little lightheaded, if you feel a little energy moving, then you've arrived.
Mm.
Now you can relax. Breathing deeply. Let your eyes close. And bring your attention to the base of your spine, right down at the root chakra. This is the intersection of your skeletal system, your intersection of your divine energy into form. And I want you to imagine that there is a beautiful generation energy, and this is the Kundalini energy, that is generating figure eights that go right up the spine. Imagine a white figure eight, lifting up like a bubble, going up to the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and out the top. And we're going to keep doing that. We're generating these figure eights. Just feel, sense, and imagine the energy of those figure eights lifting up your spine and exiting the top of your head. Feel how the energy starts opening and connecting and your crown opens. And now, beloved ones, I want you to imagine a green figure eight that comes up and it tickles your heart center. The green figure eight comes up and expands the heart center. The green and the white figure eights are both alternating now. Your heart is expanding. One's crown is expanding. And you begin to feel a little lightheaded, yet stabilized by the expanded heart Breathe that in and let that be right now. And as these figure eights continue to bubble upward, connecting you upward and outward, sense your energy field. Feel that auric energy that surrounds your physical form and notice how expanded it is. Mm-hmm. It is lighter, it is fluffier, it is wider and higher. And with your beautiful intention, send your energy field out further, beyond the structure, beyond the community, beyond the earth. Take a breath and extend your energy field out into the Milky Way. Touch the cosmic energy now. Feel the renewal that comes when you connect outside of the planet into the cosmic context of energy. And just let it nourish you for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And as you relax, coming to your heart center, organizing yourself right there, notice how light you feel, how connected you feel, and the quality of the energy that is yours to work with. Just notice. Each and every one of us has our pathway to the ascended state. Welcome home, beloveds. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.